Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN Human Rights Commissioner Zayd Raad al-Hussein is saying he's appalled by the apparent collapse of a ceasefire agreement in Aleppo. Zayd said the bombing of civilians by the Syrian government and their allies likely constitutes a war crime. In Washington, presidential spokesman Josh Earnest expressed U.S. concern.
It's a deeply tragic situation, and these atrocities have to come to an end. We're working diligently through a variety of diplomatic channels to bring about that end state.
Russia blamed the rebels for breaking the truce, but Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said it was government forces who attacked first. Officials from Turkey, Russia, and Iran are planning to meet in Moscow December 27th to seek a solution to the Syrian civil war. That meeting announced Wednesday by Turkey. Elsewhere, a U.S. general says Islamic State militants captured heavy weapons, possibly including air defense equipment, when they retook the Syrian town of Palmyra. U.S. central bank officials raised the key U.S. interest rate slightly Wednesday and said further increases will come at a gradual pace. Janet Yellen leads the Fed.
We expect the economy will continue to perform well, with the job market strengthening further and inflation rising to 2% over the next couple of years.
A quarter of a percentage point increase is still a low increase by historic standards. It was the first such rate increase this year. The Chinese military has apparently erected anti-aircraft and anti-missile defense systems on artificial islands it has built in the South China Sea. A U.S. research organization says the systems are a prelude to deploying combat aircraft to the disputed territory. This is VOA News.